Hey nerds, we understand you. Drop those controllers, lose the wizard hat, and ready your Cheetos. It's time for some hard-hitting talk about the movies, books, and games you love. So get ready, oh searcher of useless knowledge. It's time to step into the Geek Cave. Now, broadcasting from a top-secret and totally awesome hidden base, I'm Kent Harris, and here's Darren Wright, Justin White, and Chad Savage.
Welcome back to the Geek Cave Podcast, Geek Cave Live!
Yay.
We are a bit more subdued, apparently. All the ladies have left. And this is hour 12. Hour 12.
I'm just going to move like this for the rest of the hour. And maybe I won't encounter anything.
We're still playing Doom. Justin is playing right now. And he's like, it's like if he handed a lamb a video game controller. Because he's being very tentative, very cautious. We've had a lot of fun at Chad's expense.
I'm ducking and I'm moving very, very quietly.
Well, at least it gives us an opportunity to see how great the game looks. So
yeah, it is pretty.
Check out the rendering on this pole.
How about that?
I mean, just look at it.
Look at the corpse right now. Okay.
No, look right there. See how yellow that is? That is awesome.
For those of you listening on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, or at DKPodcast.com,
we're going to do a whole bunch of visual gags, so you do not get the full experience.
But you can still donate to our Extra Life campaign. That's what all this is about, raising money for Children's Miracle Network. Chad, what hospital are you playing for?
University of Iowa.
And Justin and I are playing for Cardinal Glennon, right?
Yeah. Well, I am. I don't know about you.
I'm playing for Cardinal Glennon as well. Tom from the Deep Man Cave. Tom, what do you? What hospital?
Riley.
Yeah. Riley Hospital in Indianapolis.
Yep.
Okay. And just a few of the hospitals that are being supported by your dollars. Not a single cent goes to us. And here's the best part. You donate, you could win. We've already given away an Xbox One game, Rise of the Tomb Raider. We've given away Star Wars The Force Awakens. We've given away an X-Men graphic novel pack. And in about an hour, we're going to give away Batman v Superman Dawn of Justice, which will lead into our movie discussion. I'm really looking forward to, because Chad and I think are both on the same page as far as divisive reviews go. We'll find out.
We'll find out next segment.
We'll definitely find
out. Tune in.
So, gaming.
Or Stitcher.
Yeah. Nice, nice. Gaming, Justin, you got anything?
Nope.
All right.
I got Doom.
By the way, the compass at the top of your screen, that little number shows how close you are to getting to your objective.
Oh, well, then I'm pulling the wrong flipping way.
Yeah, well, the game Doom is really easy to turn you around, to get yourself turned around, because there's...
You're going to have to fall in the hole.
You're going to have to fall in the hole.
I hate to tell you that.
Yeah.
Because no one likes being in the hole.
Get in the hole. Go on. It's fine.
Actually, everyone should be dead.
He held the jump button so I climbed back out of the hole.
No, I didn't.
Oh, well, just drop. There you go.
I'm like, I dropped and went forward.
Yeah. Well, apparently Doom guy didn't want to go in the hole.
And I don't blame him.
Okay. Maybe hashtag in the hole should be for the audio giveaway. Because Buzz Time's going to help us out with a prize pack that you can win. T-shirt. I think there's some flip-flops, a couple other nice things, a koozie. Perfect stuff for football season, if you know what I mean.
Mm.
So, Chad, do you have anything for games?
Well, we got a few things for games. If you think about it, we've got now a name for the PS4 Neo.
Yeah.
The PS4 Pro.
The PS4 confusing.
Yeah, well, at least it's not the new PS4.
No, it's not, but the go ahead.
Well, let's start with the PS4 Slim, really.
Oh, the one thing that Sony refused to acknowledge.
They refused to acknowledge it for weeks ahead of people already, like, opening them and running them and playing them. And there's nothing updated about the Slim other than its size.
It runs. I need to go this way, but...
It runs cooler, quieter, it... Costs a little bit less, but other than that...
Thoughts, suggestions?
Okay, go right.
Well, there's the map.
There's a map?
Yeah, it's like the touchpad.
Yeah, that would have been useful earlier. I was memorizing the whole place as I was running around.
I knew, I just didn't tell you.
Thanks, Tom. Yeah. You're a pal.
Yeah.
All right, where am I trying to get to?
I guess you continue following the blue path. But I don't know.
Get out of your map.
Yeah.
There you are. Okay, look up a little bit so I can see where you are.
I'm in the hole.
Okay. Okay, go that way. Straight. Turn left. Go that way. Turn right. Go that way. All right, you're going. Keep. Now turn right. At the end of this hallway, there will be a door.
Yeah.
You will need to press the R3 button.
That's the right stick.
Yeah.
To pry it open, and then you will be in a place where I've not been.
Oh.
Now it is up to you.
Oh, shit. He's on fire. He's on fire.
Shit.
PS4 Slim.
Now, the PS4 Slim...
Die!
There's nothing spectacular about it other than its price point and that it runs quieter.
God damn.
I'm like Justin.
God damn it, Savage.
The PlayStation 4 Pro does have updated hardware to it. It will be able to run 4K.
Yeah.
Interestingly enough, it will not be able to run 4K... video from disc.
No.
It'll be able to stream 4K. You're really being hit by something.
I see that.
Look up, you're shooting at his feet.
Which I think is just hysterical because the Xbox with Scorpio is the next one.
Between this and the flipping mosquito, I'm not having a good time.
There's a mosquito buzzing Justin right now.
Huh.
You're dead.
So, the Xbox 1.5, what, the Scorpio, right? Not S.
Yeah.
S is their thin
although
battle.
S will play 4K
right.
as well.
Okay.
For those of you watching at home, yes, I do suck this bad at games. That's why I never comment on the gaming segment.
I thought you just never had anything.
So the Xbox is actually...
No,
the Xbox is actually in a position to really be the more powerful console.
Oh, and they've been rubbing it in.
Oh, I'm sure they have.
A lot.
However, PlayStation's going to come out in time for Christmas, which will give them a bigger leg up for the holiday season again this year.
Yeah.
And if they're going to do what... They're effectively pulling a PC gamer kind of thing.
Yeah. Because depending on, like, what kind of TV you have, depending on, what your settings are, all these different things, your experience with the PS4K can be greatly different than someone else's experience with the PS4K, which is why it's kind of the PS4 confusing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
I suck that bad. Yep.
Yeah. Well, Chad got you to, like, a hard part.
Yeah.
So
it's going to be an hour of nothing but me trying to beat this level.
But when you get through it, you'll be amazing.
I know. I said trying to beat this level, which means it probably won't happen.
Yeah, well, whatever happens, happens.
Well,
I'm going to stick to comics and comedy.
Now something that's getting ready to happen, which is kind of intriguing, there is a particular technology called HDR, High Dynamic Resolution, I think is what it stands for. And basically what it does... is it increases contrast and brightens color, so that you'll get more detail out of your existing definition. The PlayStation 4 is about to get updates to take advantage of this for existing games, some of them.
Yeah.
Here's the downside, is that it'll be up to the publishers whether or not they want to patch that as a pay patch or a free patch. Think about it in terms, downloadable content kind of thing where we tend to think through
get that health. There you go.
Yeah.
We tend to think through game patches as something that's free.
Yes, I know low health. I'm aware of the low health
hard
area.
To concentrate when you're watching somebody play.
Well, just look at me.
That's really amazing how difficult that is.
Yeah.
I have a newfound respect for Let's Play people.
Yeah.
Especially with the ones that there's more than one of them going.
Justin just prolonged his life for 5 more seconds. Anyway.
Bummer, man.
Yeah, yep. So high dynamic range, pay to patch.
Pay to patch. It just, the Sony spokesman was vague on it. It's like, it's not going to be a Sony set thing. Sony's not setting whether or not it's patched or not. I don't know. It just seems a little hinky to me. Now, we're recording this on the 10th, 9th and 10th, right?
Yeah.
So, I would just like everyone to know that, like, in 3 days, out gets released the BioShock Collection with its updated visuals and all the downloadable content that I would have happily played for all 24 hours of this.
Yeah.
Also, what's being released is ReCore, which I think it makes the 4th Xbox One game that I've wanted to play, you know, so far.
See, I'm concerned about ReCore because all I keep hearing is it's blank meets blank. Like, it's Tomb Raider meets Mega Man, or it's this meets that. No one can actually tell me if it's going to be good. Everyone just keeps telling me, oh, well, if you like this, then you might like ReCore. Well, mm-hmm. Yeah, I do like that, but that doesn't necessarily mean ReCore is going to be good. And Justin just suicide.
Fell in a hole.
Yeah. Paul, by the way, commenting on our stream, his PS4 Bush League works just fine. That's, I guess, the generic PS4. Or the one you buy from Australia.
I agree. I do not.
I wasn't aware Paul was Australian.
He is now.
I don't actually.
It's now canon, Paul. Sorry.
I don't actually plan on upgrading my PS4 unless the current PS4 dies.
Yeah, same here.
Now, if this one dies, I may very well upgrade to the next one, because in another, let's say another 5 years, I upgrade my TV. Well, then I can take advantage of it that way. My biggest issue is, in terms of the...
Do you want me to take over?
No, okay. No.
Okay.
I'm going to keep playing for my allotted hour and suck every minute of it.
Justin, I realize this is one of those funny things, but when they start flashing, seriously, go up and push the button and elbow them.
The melee button, yeah.
Because it gives you health every time that happens.
Like that. All right, but, the Xbox One S was, and it's kind of the same way, the Scorpio, it could potentially be more powerful. I don't like where this is going, though, where now video game consoles are going to have, like, a mid-generation within a generation. It's almost, I know they're becoming progressively more like PCs, but it's almost becoming a little too PC for me, where, you've had this console for a year, now it's out of date, better upgrade.
Well, and I wonder if that's just where we're heading.
Can't see. Oh, that's definitely where we're
heading.
You know,
if this is successful.
And I guess the next thing to my mind is, are we moving to a point where the consoles are basically just going to be a branded PC?
Yeah.
You know, where, you're not buying a PS4 or PS5 or an Xbox One or whatnot. What you're buying is the Xbox brand, and then it's just going to come out with a continual line of, here's the next PlayStation 5 component that you'll need to... Kind of like Majora's Mask needed the
RAM
extension. The extra RAM
for the N64.
I actually see us going toward that as a realistic...
Justin just killed every monster in that room.
Yeah, bitches!
He just got... there the women are!
they swoon for success.
Yeah, that's fine.
They swoon for success, my friend.
Yeah.
So, I like that they're taking into... That Sony and Microsoft both seem to be taking into account, We made a mistake.
Yeah, it's wobbling funny.
when they made their next...
Yeah.
The current gen systems.
They didn't push it hard enough, or...
Mm-hmm.
Well, they were trying to, like, find a balance of...
Die, corpse, die!
Mm-hmm.
Die, corpse, die.
Go up to it, it's probably got a
that
key corpse, for it.
I know. Yeah. I'm just making sure I got everything.
Justin is enjoying this moment.
Yes. There's nothing for me to do. It's fantastic.
watch him fall off a cliff.
Shut up!
And have to do it again.
Don't you have some news to report, gaming-wise, my friend?
Well, that was pretty much the big one.
That's
that
pretty
I
much
had.
Been the big story, yeah. It's been...
I mean, I agree with the ReCore, but at the same time, I like Tomb Raider, and I used to like Mega Man, so...
Yeah, yeah, I just...
I guess, to me, it's no different than when everyone was talking about Darksiders. It's like, oh, it's Zelda.
Well, that essentially is Zelda.
Yeah, except better.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Okay.
Opinion, not fact.
Yeah.
Does that make you feel better?
It's fine either way. Just, you know, you...
If you just keep shooting him, eventually he'll go away.
Sweet. That's true both in life and in the hologram Justin's facing right now. All right, so anything else?
I'm sorry, I just...
It took a second for that to register, huh?
That's true in life. I'm just realized that you're advocating, you know, if you just keep shooting the problem, it will go away.
That guy's got a chainsaw stuck in his chest. You're going to want that.
All right.
Look down.
Yeah, I
now
see.
Now press the right stick.
I can't.
Oh,
now
no
save that.
Fair.
Save that, though, because you only get, like, a certain number of uses because, you know, gas can.
Okay, how do I...
Do what?
Press square. Yeah. So press square to, like, access the chainsaw and then square again to, like, put it in.
That's kind of amazing.
Yeah.
I'm kind of sorry that I missed the chainsaw now.
All right, well, okay, so the only thing I really have...
Okay.
...is, kind of non-news, Nintendo basically saying that the NX is still coming, but not really saying anything about it. We've seen patents that have been filed. Apparently, it's going to be a handheld console that also connects to your TV, and apparently it's going to be strong as a PS4. So,
I just beat that guy to death with his own arm.
Yes, I did.
Justin feels so great.
What a badass.
Come here, mother.
Now that he's discovered the melee button. But yeah,
melee button's important.
I'm still concerned about Nintendo.
I'm stuck. Yeah, I'm stuck.
Because the NX needs to be...
I couldn't move!
The NX needs
and
to
I'm
be...
And I'm on fire!
...unveiled fairly soon.
They pushed it into 2017. It's not
November.
A holiday release anymore.
No, it's like a March 2017 release. But that's still, when you look at it... How long from now?
I don't know.
6 months?
Did they say when in March?
Just March. So a little over six. I'll give them to the end of March. But still, you would think by now they would have at least shown us what the hell it is.
No.
Yeah?
No, I think they're playing it so close to the chest until... I think they're going to wait until the PlayStation 4 Pro and the...
Well, the PS4 Pro is this fall.
Is this full? I think they're going to wait until after it's in stores before they ever show us.
Yeah, because they keep saying they're trying to resist. They're trying to keep other people from stealing their ideas. That's what they said before. And, you know, when you look at the track record, they're kind of right.
They're kind of right.
Yeah.
Not really right, but
well,
they're kind of right.
Well, I mean, you know. Well, that's the door you're going to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm just slightly turned around.
Yeah. No, I mean, when you think about it...
Safe room, or you
get been concussed.
When you think about it, Analog 6.
Yeah.
That was Nintendo first. Rumble Pack, that was Nintendo first, like a rumbling controller.
Mm-hmm.
Motion controls, I don't even have to say it.
Yeah.
So, they've got a point. You know, they usually come out with something, and then... Heck, controllers with 6 buttons.
Yeah.
You know... And if they hadn't, you know, backed out of the deal with Sony, it would have been, you know, games on CD-ROMs that actually worked. Sorry, Sega. No, we're not.
Sorry. Hashtag not sorry.
Other than that, I do have 2 reviews. Two reviews.
Year of backlog?
Year of backlog. This is partially because my review was going to be Homefront. And, guys, I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. I couldn't make it 10 minutes in this game.
That bad.
I love.
Is this the one where America's been...
It's invaded by North Korea. I like the premise. I like the idea, the story idea. I don't like North Korea actually invading America. Don't get me wrong here.
I'm going to die.
It's okay. You'll die doing something you love.
No, I'm not.
Punching a demon in the kidneys.
badly.
But you're still doing it. Look at that. And you got health. You're alive. Congratulations.
Now you got to turn around and, you know,
fight another one.
I'm trying to find him.
But Homefront runs so terribly on PC.
Does it really?
That's where I got it. It just, it's awful. The lag is so bad. Now, this is a game that was like early 360 PS3 era.
Okay.
The lag is so bad.
How bad is it?
Thank you for picking up on that. They couldn't even get lip syncing right for the character models. Like, in-game character models. They couldn't even do that.
Hmm.
And it's not one of those, like, hyper-detailed lips, you know, but just character mouth opens and shuts, and then the it's like I was watching a bad... It's almost like it was a North Korean film about an invasion of North Korea into the U.S. Controls were terrible. Don't play the PC version of Homefront. Just don't. Now, the two games that I did review... Red Dead Redemption.
Ah!
Back on Xbox One via backwards compatibility.
Did it work?
It works. It actually looks a little better on Xbox One than it does on Xbox 360.
Well, they said that a lot of the visuals were going to be beefed a little bit.
Yeah, they kind of upgraded it. And I didn't have, like, the weird glitches with, like, the horsewoman or anything like that.
Yeah.
It's still just as engaging. The story is still just as beautiful, although tragic. The world is even better. I've saved a few. You need a red card. Maybe that corpse that was outside the room you came in when you reloaded the checkpoint.
Mm-hmm.
Or one of the corpses laying around. Just check the bodies.
Always search the bodies.
Always search the bodies.
Or half the bodies.
But the visuals are fantastic. The story holds up. It is quintessentially one of the best games of the prior generation.
Okay,
and,
sorry, dear.
And apparently they're remastering it for the PS4.
That's what I heard.
So...
I'm of two minds about it.
Yeah, but it is what it is.
Well, the more remasters I see...
This is the generation of remasters.
It really is. We're going to come around to that with the movies, too.
Yeah. And but still, play it. If you have played it, play it again. Mm. It's a really good game. Second game reviewed, Halo 5 Guardians.
Okay.
This was for the Xbox One. I picked it up on a sale and just kind of forgot about it. And let me tell you, this is one of those games that is great gameplay, but terrible story.
Hmm.
Because it takes a long-term character that you've grown accustomed to and, you know, you like. It's a character. It's a main character of the series. And it turns them into a villain.
Hmm.
And it does so in a way that, sure, for the confines of the story, maybe it makes sense. But it's also kind of stupid, you know?
Hmm.
So I don't know. Maybe it's a personal druther. The story's fine. I also don't remember much about it other than the big twist for that character.
That's problematic.
Yeah. It's got some great voice work. It's got great visuals. It's a beautiful game. But other than that, it's kind of forgettable. The multiplayer's fine. It's Halo.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So the multiplayer is fine. You know what you're getting. And the gameplay is good. I mean, if you like the Halo series, and I do, then, you know, you could do worse. But unfortunately, you could do a lot better.
Mm.
So, Halo 5, rent it. Rent it so you know what the story is. And then, you know, move on with your life. You don't have to squat to get through that hatch. Other button. There you go. That's a squat.
Hush.
Can you say anything? Can you talk? No, that's jumping. That's jumping. Very nice. Got the jumping down.
Yeah. That's all I got.
Hmm.
So, Halo 5, rent it. Red Dead, buy it. And
PS4 Pro,
don't buy it unless you have a 4K TV and you don't have a PS4 already.
Hmm.
And
yeah, stick with the Bush League.
And the NX, we have no idea what it is. So... Now you can drop down to that place on the left, the other direction. There you go. Follow the grunts.
I don't want to.
Justin's going to keep playing Doom, and then the third hour, I'll take over for the podcast, for playing while we're doing the podcast. If you're watching us on Twitch, twitch.tv/GeekCavePodcast, we're doing it live! And we're continuing to raise money for Extra Life through Children's Miracle Network. It's real simple. Go to extra-life.org and then find us. Just search for Geek Cave Podcast or one of our names, and then you can donate there. Donations will...
Just come back into my field of view, guys. Come on.
Donations may get you a fantastic prize. I may not.
I just want to shoot you.
All right. We'll take a break from the audio recording segment. We'll take a break. Keep watching if you're watching on Twitch. If you're listening in for the...
Oh, headshot!
For the podcast afterwards, the replay, if you will. Be back in a little bit. Just download the next episode, and we'll be back when you're done downloading it.